Mishnah Beis, back in Perek Zayin, when we listed the 39 Melachas, we explained in detail how the weaving process would work, and in short, there would be two wooden frames which had strings attached to going from one side to the other, and in the middle of these strings would be rings. Now, through these rings, the weaver would put lots of threads, which were known as the Shesi threads, such that each thread would go through two rings on two different wooden frames. Now, in this way, it was much more easy to do the weaving, because now he could just lift up one wooden frame and pass across other thread going in the opposite direction to the Shesi threads. So if, for example, the Shesi threads were going from north to south, the Erev threads would be going from east to west. So he would bring across the Erev threads from east to west, and then he would lift up the other wooden frame and lower the first wooden frame, and bring the Erev threads across back to from west to east. And this would go on, he would lift up one wooden frame, put it back down, and all the time passing across Erev threads from one side to the other. Now the melacha which the Mishnah is discussing is ha'isa shnei botei nirin, one who makes two of the rings, which are in the middle of the strings attached to the wooden frames. So he's basically making this machine, and in making it, he makes the rings. So if he makes two of these rings, that is considered a significant activity on the way to the weaving. It's considered a significant part of the weaving process, such that he would be chayev. Now, whether he does this banirin, on a weaving machine which would usually be at home, it was less of a professional one, and the weaver would have to lift up the wooden frames and lower the wooden frames himself. Or bakeros, this is a more professional one, where he would just need to press on a pedal in order for the wooden frames to move up and down. So in these two situations, that would be considered the av melacha. And now the Mishnah goes on to discuss a couple of toldos, where you weave something like a basket. So although this was not weaved in the same way, it was similar in that there would of course be Shesi threads, which are the ones which you place there at the beginning, and then there are the Erev threads, which he would weave in between the Shesi threads. Now, in order to do so, he has to make sure that the Shesi threads are stuck there and in position for him to be able to put the Erev threads through. And in order to do so, he would first tie together, or at least he would put some thread through the Shesi at the beginning just in order to keep it in position. So that stage of the process is similar to setting up the rings in the regular weaving process. Both are in order to make the Shesi stay in position, so that you can put the Erev through and under and over, and therefore that will be considered a toldah. So when it comes to weaving benofa, or v'chavara, these are two different types of sieves, or v'sal, or a basket, the first thread which he puts around the Shesi threads, in order to keep them in position, that is a toldah of the malacha of Oise Shnei Botei Nirin, and therefore Chayev, he is Chayev. Now, as a sort of introduction to the next Mishnah, the Mishnah is now going to just quote one of the malachas which was listed in the 7th Perek, or actually two of the malachas, and that is V'atofesh Tetfirais, one who sews two stitches, V'hakireya, and one who tears a garment, Almanas Lispoch Tetfirais, with the intention of restitching it, at least two stitches, if he tears at least two stitches, then he will be chayev.